Martin. You have about 6 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We would just like to clarify a few things and bring home a few points. One is that there's been reference made to 525 acres of pond, of a water body consisting of that, and that simply isn't true, Your Honor, and I think the record will reflect that it's considerably less than that, that there were islands made, there was much dredging done, and residential islands made throughout there. So the pond certainly
is far less. For the purposes of this case, does it make any difference?
It doesn't make any
difference. 500 or 300?
It doesn't make any difference, really, because the farmer's pond of half an acre, as I illustrated in the farm in Minnesota, or the larger pond, I think it's really immaterial. But I would like just to clarify that one point, because it did seem to make some difference. Furthermore, there was a misstatement made concerning the number of slips. The number was 600 plus slips, and that's inaccurate, and I think the record reflects they're talking about licenses for boats, not slips. There are some slips there, but it's certainly not 600 and some slips, and I think the record, too, will clarify that. As to the permit activity, I do not want to have the court left with any misconception that Bishop Estate and Kaiser were somehow slipping through and creating things without coordination with the Corps. The Corps was fully aware at all times of the activities in the pond, and in fact, when the proposal was being made to build a bridge which required some dredging on the bay side, which was clearly navigable waters, the Kaiser Aetna wrote to the Corps of Engineers, advised them of what they were going to do, that they were going to build a bridge across that area, and that it would require some dredging on the ocean side, and which was, that permit was granted. And interestingly enough, Defendant's Exhibit 15 in our joint appendix states in this fashion. It's addressed to the Department of the Army. It's dated April 26, 1966, subject to Waikai Marina Bridge. This is the Corps of to the Corps of Engineers. By your letter of April 5, 1966, you indicated general concurrence with our proposal for the Marina Bridge. It is our understanding that no separate federal permit will be required for this construction, and that there will be no requirement for public use or control of any waters on the Coapa Pond side of the bridge. Very truly yours, D.M. Snow, Project Engineer. And I just invite the court's attention to that particular...
And he's the project engineer for what?
For Kaiser Aetna, Your Honor.
For the total dredging process, the total development of this lake.
Pardon me?
The total developmental project?
He was a project director for Kaiser Aetna at that time, Your Honor. Right.
What do you get from that letter? Does that letter bind the United States government in any form?
I think pointing this out to the court, because counsel referred to us dedicating.
For what purpose?
Because we have been, it is said that we dedicated that pond when we made an opening to the ocean. We affirmatively deny dedication.
This is a letter to whom?
This is a letter to the Corps of Engineers.
To whom? Not the Corps of Engineers?
To the Department of the Army, Honolulu District, Corps of Engineers, building...
Does that bind the federal government?
It doesn't. I can't argue estoppel, Your Honor, and I'm not saying that estoppel applies in this situation, but I am arguing that certainly it indicates that we didn't intend to dedicate the pond to public use. That was never our intention, never the petitioner's intention. I would like to also point out that there's something more involved here than merely a taking of a navigation servitude. Much more involved. What is being taken is the use of all of the tremendous amount of improvements that have been made, totaling over $6 or $7 million. And likewise, if the government should prevail, if there is a public navigation servitude imposed on these waters, who's going to pay for the maintenance of this pond from now on? The channels will silt, the walls will deteriorate, debris will accumulate in the pond, security will be impaired. Can you require private lessees to continue to pay for a public pond? I don't think that's fair, Your Honors. And the Corps of Engineers, it's a matter of record. They said, we don't have any funds for maintenance. We don't have, we have no intention there are no funds in the future projected for this. So what you're going to have is a impairment or a deterioration of the environment. Just in conclusion, Your Honor, I just want to conclude with this thought. If Coapa Pond is burdened with a public navigation servitude, as the government urges, there will be, one, a public confiscation of private property for public recreational use of an area that was conceived, built, paid for, and maintained by private funds. And confiscation would not only be the servitude of the waters, but the use of all of these improvements to which I just made mention. And two, such a result is constitutionally proscribed by the Fifth Amendment. It's not justified by any legitimate public interest and reeks of inequity.
Your time has expired.
Thank you, Your
Honor. Thank you, counsel. The case is submitted. We'll hear arguments next.